Well, everybody does want to know, but you know, he's facing two counts of mail fraud and two counts of wire fraud for a total of maximum sentence of 20 years in prison, 5 years for each count. So that trial comes up in spring, and there's been fundraisers everywhere. I think they've raised something like $60,000. I'm not sure, but I think that's about where they're at. And they need $150,000. So the battle goes on. And he's still teaching. And he's actually been traveling and doing shows in the U.S. But he has to see a probation officer. And he can't travel internationally till the trial. So it's... And of course his wife passed away. So there's just the trauma to deal with on that. I think emotionally it's been a lot to deal with, and so he's just trying to get through and keep working. And if you want to help, you can go to caedefensefund.org, and there's all kinds of information on ways you can just give money, which is very useful, or other forms of ways you could actually help out.
That's super intense. Why is it costing so much? I thought the legal was being donated.
It's not. He has a lawyer named Paul Cambrian Jr., who represented Larry Flint, and I believe Jay-Z. You know, your friends Larry Flint and Jay-Z. But he's a high-profile lawyer who deals with freedom of expression cases. And when you're going up against the federal government, the best idea is to get the best you can get. It's expensive.
Did they approach him, or did he approach them?
He got in touch with them really quickly, actually.
Really?
Well, he's based in Buffalo.
Oh.
Buffalo's a small town for high-profile cases.